I think you should do this.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it now. Okay, fine. We're on Amarav Chista, Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Lo Shonu, that we said, the Staros, which was for Nisan, El Lamalchi Israel. That was talking about Jewish kings. Of Alamalchi Umas Olam, but for the kings of the nations, Mitishrei Maninan, we would count their kingship from Tishrei. Shneim, I'm going to bring a proof from this. So this is the beginning of Nehemiah, right at the beginning, the first pasuk, the first chapter. Okay, Divri Nehemiah ben Chachlayo, Vayehi b'chodesh Kislev, it was in the month of Kislev, Shnas Esrim, in the 20th year, we're talking about over here to, which we're going to see is Artachshast, which is also going to be Dar Yavesh, the son of Esther, the Goymer, Uchsiv, and we've got another pasuk. So this is Vayehi b'chodesh Nisan, B'shnas Esrim, and it's also in the 20th year, and we see over here it's going from Kislev to Nisan, which we're going to speak out, Artachshast, to the king Artachshast, the Goyma. So the Gemara speaks out, Midikai b'Kislev, was in Kislev, but Korile Shnas Esrim, and it calls it the 20th year, B'Kai b'Nisan, and then it's in Nisan, and still, the Korile Shnas Esrim, it's not the, it's still the 20th year, we didn't get bumped up a year, so Michlal, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisanu. So there we can assume that Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan. And if it's not Nisan, we're going to assume it's Tishrei, because Tishrei is the general month for New Year's. You know, well, right. That's Tosfos speaks that out. Okay. So, says the Gemara, Bishla Maheich Meforish Artachshast. It makes sense, that pasuk that explained that it said it was the 20th year of Artachshast, as it said. Elahai, but the other pasuk, Mimai, how do you know it, the 20 years that was mentioned is the Artachshast? Yeah, perhaps Dilma, the Minyana is to some other, you know, counting cycle. Who? Achrina who? So here's our famous Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, the Gzeir Shava. Ma hosom, just like over there, is l'artachshast. So afacha is l'artachshast. Okay, good. Now, a similar move we did earlier. Oh, mimai demise of the Kislev kodim. Why are you assuming that Kislev came first? Then you're proving to me that when he goes to the Nisan and didn't get bumped up a year, that Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan. Perhaps Dilma, maise de Nisan kodim. Perhaps Nisan came first. So Nisan, it was 90th year right before Nisan, then on Nisan it became the 20th year, then Kislev came after, it was also the 20th year. So the Gemara says, Lo Sakodatach, you can't say that, because the time you've got Mefurish Brisa that tells you the chronologically which one happened first, which kind of makes sense with the Pesukim. The Tanya, we've got a Brisa. Devorim She'omer Chanoni, the things that Chanoni said, Chanoni was one of the let's read this first Rashi. Where it's a bit out of order, mate. Yeah, so the Yavoi Chanoni, you see this top Rashi at the top over here? It says Miushalayim Bar. Chanoni came from Yushalayim. Okay, Shekavar Olu Bnei Goyla Mimois Koresh. Because the first Koresh, people had already gone up to Eretz Israel. Vahayusham Biyomov in the days of Koresh, Bamei Achashverish, and also in the days of Achashverish, there was already Jews in Eretz Israel. Okay, Vartashasta Zu Dar Yavesh. The Artachshast that we're speaking about over here is Dar Yavesh. The Artachshast that we're speaking about here is Dar Yavesh. She'acha Achashverosh, who's after Achashverosh. She'nidna Levais B'shnah Shtayim L'Dar Yavesh, which was built the Beis Hamikdash in the second year. Yevahar ben Nishar b'Bavel, and many people were still in Bavel. But Nehemiah ben Hachlaya, and Nehemiah ben Hachlaya, Hayasara Mashkim Lamelech B'Shushan Avira, and he was still the. Okay, so that's just so basically, we've got Nehemiah, who's the Sara Mashkim for the king in Bavel, and so Chanoni is one of the people in Eretz Yisrael. So that these things. So back to the Gemara. So Devarim She'omer Chanoni leNehemiah, B'Kislev. Omram, Nehemiah went and said them, Nehemiah, the Melech ben Nisan. He told them over to the Melech in Nisan. We're going to prove that now. So, Devorim She'omer Chanoni, Nehemiah, B'Kislev. The things that Chanani, who came from Yerushalayim, told the Nechemiah in Kislev Shinema. That's the pasuk we mentioned earlier. That's the first pasuk, the beginning of Nechemiah over here. So we're going to just quote the first three pasukim of Nechemiah. Okay, Divrei, we're on Gimel Amud Beis, about 8 lines down. Divrei Nechemiah ban Hachalaya. Vayi b'chodesh Kislev. It was in the Chodesh Kislev. Shnas Esrim, in the 20th year, on which we now know is La'artakshas, because we've got the Gezerah Shavra Papa. Yeah, I was in Shushan Abira. Okay, but Yavoi Chanani, and came Chanani, Echad me Achai, one of my brothers, Yehuva Anashim Yehuda, him and also people from Yehuda in Eretz Israel, Va'ashalem, and I asked them, Al Yehudim, with regards to the Jews, Haplata, the remnant, a Shenish Oro, which remained, Minashevi, from the, you know, the capture, Va'al Yushalayim, and the ones that were in Yushalayim. And then he replied, "V'yomruli." He said to me, "The Chanani and the people from Yehuda, Hanisharim Asher Nisharu, the people who remain Minashevi from the capture, Shom b'Medina, they're in the country, but Ra'ah Gadol, it's very bad over there, Ubacherpa, and also with Cherpa, that it's the disgrace, V'choymes Yushalayim, and the walls of Yushalayim, and B'Foretzes." The basically there's no protecting wall around them. Shere'a and its gates on its suva ash was consumed with fire, and so that was basically the news from the bad news from Yerushalayim that Nehemiah got. Now carrying on in the Braisa, so then Omron, then he said them Nehemiah the Melech the Nissan. He said told the Melech what he heard in Nisan, the following Nisan. Shinema, Vahi B'chodesh Nisan, it was in Chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, in the 20th year of Artakshast, Melech, okay, Yain Lefonov, we had wine before him, V'esos Ayoin, and I lifted up the Yain, because he was the Saramashim in Nehemiah, V'en El Melech, and I gave it to the king, V'lo Hayisi Rab Lefonov, I wasn't accustomed to being raw, meaning being downcast in front of him. Normally you've got to have a good spirit if you want to be in front of the king. And he was looking a bit depressed. Yeah, the Melech said to me, why is your face downcast? Why is it got like a bad face? So, you're not sick. This is you've got a bad heart. Right, so some people want to explain that maybe you're plotting against me. Maybe you're conspiring. Maybe you poisoned my drink. Nehemiah started getting, you know, worried, because you know kings, these kind of kings didn't mind killing people just like that. Yeah, harbe ma'od. V'oymel haMelech. I said to the Melech, haMelech le'olam yichya. The king should live forever. Madua lo yerei fadai. Why shouldn't my face look downcast? Asher ha'ir, because the city of Beis Kibroch Abosai, the burial ground of my forefathers. Kareva, it's desolate. Ushareo, and its gates are uchlu, are consumed, be'esh, with fire. Okay, v'yomeli haMelech, almar atam avakesh. So the king said to me, "What do you want?" A quick tefillah, v'espel elokei Hashemayim. Nechemi just quick davening to Hashem. V'oyim, and then he said back to the Melech, "Imel haMelech toiv, it's good for the king." And if it will be good, if we will find favor in your eyes, basically, Asher Tishlachin, you please send me El Yehuda to Yehuda, El Ir Kibroth Aboisai, to the city of my forefathers, Vebnena, and I want to build it. I want to rebuild the walls. Because there is, right, V'yomeli haMelech. The Melech said, parenthetical statement over here, and the Shegol Yosheva Setzlov, and the queen was sitting next to him. So the king said, "Ad Masai Yeah Mahalcha, how long are you going to be? And Masai Tashuv, when are you going to come back?" And the Melech says, "Sounds a good plan." And he sent me the Etna Lozman, and I gave him a time that when I would return. End of Brisa. So it's quite clear over there that we know that Kislev came before Nisan. So we have proved, yeah, that over here that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah for the. The kings of the Umas HaOlam. Now we have a kash on them. Meisiv Rav Yosef. We got a kash from this pasuk. This is Chagai now. B'yom Esrim v'Arba, in the 24th of the month, L'Chodesh. B'Shishi, in the 6th month. We're in Elul over here. B'Shnash Shtayim l'Doyavish. So we're going back in time over here. In the second year of Doyavish. Before we were talking about, we're going to say that Artaxast and Doyavish are the one in the same person. So this, we're back in time over here now. Yeludyavesh, Uchsiv, and it was written, Bishvi, another pasuk in the seventh month, which is Tishrei, and all they put in brackets over here b'shnash shtayim, because it doesn't really say in the pasuk, but in context Rashi says that basically we know it means the second year as well. Yeah, but esrim in the 20th of the month, ve'echad the chodesh, okay, which Shmiyat Seres, maybe Hoshanah Rabbah, okay, ve'im. Oh, but anyway, we see over there ve'im Isa, and if it's true that we go with Tishrei for the non-Jewish kings, b'shvi should have said b'shvi b'shnas gimel. It should have said in the third year mi'bayilei. So what's going on? It should have bumped up a year. So Amar Rabbi Abba, says Rabbi Abba, no, that's not a kasha, because that's talking about Koresh, Melech Kosher Haya. That was Koresh over there. Okay, he was a kosher king, like the name implies. Yeah, kosher, right? Koresh is like the letters of kosher. Haya. Lefichach monu loy kemalchi Yisrael. Therefore, they counted him. They did his reign like the Jewish king. So therefore, we use Nissan. So you can't bring a kasher from over there. So wait a second. Maskifla Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was a kasher. Chada. First of all, deim king kosher kra hadidi. There's a contradiction in the pesukim, because sometimes you're saying it's you count it from Nisan, and sometimes you count from Tishrei. Dichsiv, the following pasuk, Dichsiv, v'sheitzi beisa. So now this is, so the base of Mikdash was started to be built in the second year of Daryavish, and then it was finished. V'sheitzi beisa, it was sheitzi means finished. The base of the base of Mikdash, done or that. Ad yom tlosa on the third, the yerech Adar on the third of Adar. Dihi Shnashish is the sixth year, the Malchus Daryavish, to the reign of Daryavish, Malka the king. Okay, Vitanya. So basically, it was finished in Adar in the sixth year. And then it says Vitanya, we've got a brighter. But Oysa's man, in that time of year, Lashana Abbas, so we're jumping a year later. Yeah, Ola Ezra, we Babel. Ezra left Babel, went to Eretz Israel. Because Ezra had stayed in Babel for a while. Yeah, Uchsiv. And it says over there, with regards to Ezra, Vayavo Yerushalayim, he came to Yerushalayim, B'chod Shechamishi, so that's in Av already. So we went from Av, yeah, and then a whole year, sorry, we went from Adar, and then we went to the next, let's get to the next Adar, and then we go all the way to Av, Hushnas Shvi'is, and it was the seventh year Lamela, to the king. Okay, so Ve'im Isa, and if it is like you said, that Koresh is a Melech Kosher, yeah, and you go like with Nisan, so already here you pass two Nisans, because we went from Adar, yeah, and then there was a Nisan straight away, then there was a year later, and then we went to Av, so there's two Nisans over here, so it should have been Shna Shminis Miboyalei. So you see, Koresh, we don't go by the Nisan. But furthermore, but oid, me dami, and second of all, Hosom Koresh and Hachadayavish. The first pasuk that we brought was talking about Koresh, and this pasuk we're talking about now is Daryavish. So how can you compare the two anyway? So, answer to the Gemara. Meaning, right, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who are Takshast? No, it's the same person. So therefore, it would, okay, we're going to explain. Koresh was Melech Kosher Haya, and Artachshast Al Shem Melchus. So that was the name of the kingship. Amar Shemoy, Daryavish Shemoy. But then, okay, that's fine. So now that we can use, compare the two people, but Mikol Makom, Kroy Kosher. Kosher, we've got a Kosher because sometimes we seem to be going by Nisan, and sometimes we seem to be going by Tishrei. So what's going on over here? Right? Because the first psukim we brought, right, the whole thing, the 2020, right, that was not, for sure, not going by Nisan, right? The one with Koresh we brought, which was in the second year of Koresh, right, which was 2 years, then that he seemed to be going not by Tishrei. And then we've got this other one over here, when the sixth year to the seventh year seems to be going by Tishrei, it's not going by Nisan. So Mikom Mikom Kosher. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo Kosher. There's not a Kosher. Kan Kodesh Hichmitz. The earlier Pesukim, when we were talking about year two, yeah, of Daryavish, that was before he went off the Derech, basically, when he was a good king. And when he was a good king, we went like Nissan. But Kan L'Achash Hichmitz. But when he's already got to by year six of his reign, when Ezra's going up to Babel, he'd already become an evil king, so that's why we counted from Tishrei. Okay, we'll stop there for Chazara.